Hey, I'm keeping the phone volume up because I'm supposed to be getting a call from this guy. You may recall that last week I read this on the air from Craigslist. On the air. You're not on the air, Mishki. Shut up. You're not the boss of me. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. I'm looking for someone to... This is from Craigslist, okay? This is what I read last week, and this guy's supposed to be calling here shortly. I'm looking for someone to dress up like a clown and hang out with... I can't get through it. I couldn't get through it last week. I can't get through it now. I'm looking for someone to dress up like a clown. I'm going to start over till I can do it. Ha! Picture something awful. Mom, you're dying! Ah! I'm looking for someone to dress up like a clown and hang out with me. I would cook you dinner. I'm looking for someone to I'm looking for someone to dress up like a clown and hang out with me. I would cook you dinner or we could barbecue something. I'm interested in making my neighbor lady wonder. I've already had a man in a panda costume over last month and also had a herd of sheep come in for a day to cut the grass. A clown would be something, wouldn't it? Maybe you could bring some balloons or make balloon animals to hang in my tree. I'd like to have this done some evening between 6 p.m. and dark. The longer you can stay, the better. Do you have any tricks you could do? As I said, I could cook dinner for you, and I'd get you drunk if you wanted. I'd even be willing to pay your cab fare to and from. I don't have much to offer beyond that. My neighbor lady is driving me nuts, so I want to drive her nuts. If you had a mime friend, it would be cool to see you two chase each other around the yard or do relay races while I timed you. Let me know your thoughts. I'm open to men and women. Location, Mendota Heights. I emailed this gentleman. He doesn't have a phone number, and I said, I'd be interested in being your clown. He said, I can't call, or you can't call me because I'm at work. They won't let me answer my cell. Let me know when I can call you. I said, call between 2:30 and 3. So we'll see if I hear from this guy. Oh, I know what I want to do. There was a story today on a musician who died on... Oh, phone ringing. Let me get that. Hello?
How's it going for you, Tom?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Yeah, I was returning your call about my Craigslist posting.
Yeah, I saw that, and I have a whole clown outfit, so that's why I thought maybe I could do it. Can you give me some background as to... we're not going to get any trouble with this lady, are we?
Oh, I don't think anything I've been doing is illegal.
No, I don't mean... I know it's not illegal. There's nothing illegal about it, but she won't flip out and start, you know, shooting or something, will she?
Oh, well, I would hope not, but...
So she's been pretty freaked out already by a couple of things? What?
I think I'm getting to her a little bit,
What was the original thing that instigated this whole deal?
Oh, well, the original, she tried to tell me that part of my property was her property.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had it surveyed, and it turns out I've got more than she does, and one of her prized trees is on my property.
Uh-oh. Boy, thank God you found that out, because getting it surveyed costs a fair amount of money. You want something good to come out of that.
Yeah.
So you ended up with more land.
Well, yeah, and then I was going to put a driveway in there, and then my wife wouldn't let me because she said that it's going to kill that lady's tree and it's going to affect her too much. So we wait until she goes to do that, but I figured I'd have a little fun with her in the meantime.
Yeah, and that this also, especially if it stresses her out, could, you know, push her maybe to the end a little faster.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. So one of the things you've done is brought out some sheep.
Yeah.
And how many did you have out there?
I think there was a dozen or maybe 14 or so.
Uh-huh. And what was her reaction?
I mean, it was funny for me to just listen to her talk, and she kept saying, they're not going to stay here, are they? You can't keep them here, can you? That's illegal. And it was about a 2.5-hour period that the guy dropped them off. and then went and did some stuff and came back, and boy, was she, had every other neighbor that she knows, you know, coming over, and she said, yeah, they called me, she called me to come over and take a look, and are you keeping them? She wants to know if you're keeping them. And I told them that I was, just to see what she'd do.
So, but, so there hasn't been anything in between the sheep and now the clown that would come out. It's just been kind of downtime?
Yeah. Well, I was having some workers there. I asked them, did some roof work there, and not to be too stereotypical or anything, but they were all Hispanic gentlemen that were doing my work. And I asked them, I told the lead guy that I had a bottle of a tequila for them, if they would just play their music real loud while they were working.
Yeah, good move.
And it worked well. She said if they play that doggone music any louder, she calls the cops on me probably twice a month.
Yeah.
About parking on the street, and the other thing I did too not too long ago is my cousin's in the car business, and I had him bring a whole car load over, truckload of cars.
Attaboy. Yeah.
And you know the car carrier.
Yeah.
And I told her, she said, "What are you doing with all these cars?" I said, "I'm test driving them."
Well, that's perfect. You know, one thing, now that I hear this, one thing that might work, too, I got the clown thing, but the other thing, I'm a barge worker down at the Mississippi in downtown St. Paul, and so I'm a pretty big guy, I weigh about 340, and I have a full beard, you know, a real dark beard and mustache, but I also have a wedding dress that fits me, and I'm really, really good on the pogo stick. And it might be good just for me to come by your place on the pogo stick with my wedding dress on and this big beard.
Oh.
Because I look like a barge worker, but I'd have this full white wedding dress. My wife is huge, and we got married about a year ago, so I have her wedding dress.
Oh.
And I'm really, really good on a pogo stick, which people don't expect because I'm really overweight.
Yeah.
And I could just move up and down in front of her house for a while.
Yeah, that might even warrant a stop by to make sure you got the right address. Stop at her house and ask the
I could come down the walk. Come down the walk on my pogo stick and say, "Is this so and so's house?" And no, he's next door. And I could say, "Okay, you know, we have a date this evening or something." Yeah.
Oh man, we would have a good time.
And
one
other thing, I have a brother, and I know this is weird, but he's. Was in an auger accident. He doesn't have any arms or legs, and I could just—he'd be willing to do this if you gave him a bunch of booze. I could just set him on her porch or stoop and ring the doorbell and get the hell out of there. And then, you know, and he could say, "I'm looking for you." And then when she says he's next door, he could say, "Could you lift me over there?"
One of the guys here from. Asked if he could record all this. He called and said, "I don't have anything, but send me an email there, and it wants to record anything that I do. That would be something to get on tape."
Yeah, some of this stuff.
If I could get that.
Some of this stuff. How old is this poor woman? I mean, this wonderful gal.
About 81, 82.
Oh, okay.
But she doesn't look like she's going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, that's because you're not getting weird enough.
Well, you know, these emails keep coming in here. One of them, this guy, "I can juggle flaming torches and balance broomstick on my head. I think I've got a lot to bring to the table, and I could find a friend or two. Mm-hmm. I also have a big Asian S.I.L. kung fu robe and a sword I never get to wear, if that interests you."
Wow.
So there's quite a lot of people that are interested in helping me out here.
My next door neighbor has
never believed it would be this much.
My next door neighbor has a collie, full-grown collie, pretty good-sized dog, and what he does in the summer is he shaves it just completely so it's down to the skin. And when it's down to the skin, it does not look like it looks like a freakish creature. But it's very gentle, and he takes it for walks.
Well, the other day I brought out what I had lying around the house from Halloween, was sort of a weird mask, kind of a rubber mask that when you put it on, it just sticks right against your skin.
Uh-huh.
So I put this over the dog's head, and it stuck exactly the way it would to your face and allowed the dog to breathe. But it looked the same color as the dog's natural skin. So now this thing looked absolutely creepy. And he was taking it for a walk, and mothers were grabbing their kids and bringing them inside. It might be cool if my brother, without the arms and legs, showed up with his pet.
Yeah. I've had more fun with this, too.
Yeah.
I tell you, I didn't ever thought in 100 years that people like this would be interested in tormenting my neighbor, which
yeah.
I'm...
Well, hang on. My wife is saying something to me. Just a second. What, honey? Hey, hang on just a second. I was just talking because I could help the guy out. She's apparently been listening in the other room, and she's pretty pissed. I'm going to have to call you back. I'm sorry. I gotta go. She's really pissed off.
Okay. Well,
I'll call you back. I gotta
we can work on something.
I'll email you.
Okay.
Okay. She's good.